Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.
Zogt Rashi, B'tchila Ba'alila Bosra Galila. B'chaschila Yukayim make trouble. B'tchayinu Mavakshirim, B'chaschayinu Asa Mavakish. Are we trying to become a chutzalim with you? Esther, what do you have to inquire about people? If you're going to intermarry with them, then you have to know the mishpacha. So Rashi says, "Bitcha aichaseinu." See them in the Emes HaMedrash. In the Rom, the Mizrachi fragt, why does Rashi have this sequence? "Bitcha aichaseinu." What if I wasn't fakeled? "Bitenu," or the Rachaischa? "Bitenu." Bitenu ha'yinu mevakshim, ha'yisu mevakish, or ha'cheshu anachnu mevakshim. Zokta Mizrachi, they always spoke respectfully to Yosef, because bitenu, right? Bitcha ha'yinu mevakshim, if we would marry your daughter, then you would be a son-in-law, a father-in-law. So a son-in-law has to give kovet sinim shver. The raya from David HaMelech, David said to Shaul HaMelech, he said to him, Ovi rei gam rei. So you see that, says Dini Shulchan Aruch, Chachai Yivodah Mikovit Chomov. So, and Achai Seinu, if you would marry our sister, then we have to give you again respect. This Achilish in Mizrochi, I didn't find in the Poskim, that a fellow has to give honor to his sister's husband, his brother-in-law. Huh? Mizrachi says it. That's what he always said. I never saw the Poskim waiting in that thought. I was saying, look to Mizrachi. Yeah. Then, of course, my name is Adelius Lanzok and so on. Anyway, so the rest of the drosh eventually look what happened, and of course, the Ani Yosef, I think everybody knows the pshat from Rabbi Yosef Ber in Beis Halevi. The pshat Ani Yosef Ayedov wife leyochel echel vanesheis and even reponavot was. So, what did he ask him? How is it? He said, when you sold Yosef, when you sold him to slavery, why didn't you think that time, Ayid Avichai? Yehuda's whole drasha was that the father will never be able to exist without it. So he says, why didn't you worry about it then? That's a personal pshat. Well, in the Fazok, the Medrash, Omer Abba came out, Eilon Abiyeh Mazin, Eilon Abiyeh Mazichocha. You see that Yehuda's whole drasha was demolished by one word, Ayid Avichai. So it was like a person, like a mayor of the Shonor, and of all kinds of excuses, but when advised, all the excuses don't amount to anything. But the Chidor says, B'derech Poshut. Yosef said to the brothers, Ani Yosef, how is it possible that you don't recognize me? I look just like our father, Yankif. Rashi Zokhtos, Ben Zikunim, Zivikunim Daimalei. He says, how is it possible you don't recognize me? You know, Yosef was afraid. He says, first he says, Vaya Yosef Secho Vaya Kireim, when he came to Mitzrayim in Miketz. Then it says, Vaya Kir Yosef Secho Vahim Lo Yikiru. So why don't you repeat again? The Menezra says, first Vaya Yosef Secho Vaya Kireim. He saw these are his brothers, but Vaya Kir Yosef Secho means that he recognized each one. This is Reuven, this is Shimon, this is Levi, this is Yehuda, and so on. Zinuk the Menes. But Noch Pshat the door, when Yosef saw the brothers, Vaya Yosef Secho Vaya Kirem. But he was afraid, maybe they'll recognize him. Vaya Kir Yosef and Secho Vehem Lo Yikiru. Then he recognized that they don't recognize him. They didn't dream that it would be Yosef. They didn't look at him. See? But now Yosef says to them, Yosef, How is it possible? Zivikunle, I look just like our father Yankiv. Yankiv has a white beard. Yosef still has a black beard, all right, but he looks just like the father.
But when he left him, he didn't have any beard.
What?
When Yosef left him, he didn't have any beard.
And they said, he looks more like his father.
You're still not listening. Yosef said to them, how come you don't recognize me? I look just like our father. I have a black beard. He has a white beard, but I look exactly alike. See? From how come they didn't recognize him? They never looked at Yosef. Also, the stackle was makes trouble for them. They never looked at him. So you have all kinds of negotiations, and you don't look at him. Look at the circus. But now that they looked at him, Nivalumi Ponov, for them Ponim. They looked at Yosef now. They saw some mamish the Ponim for Yankiv. With the whole kedusha and everything, right? Don't shout me never on me ponov. All the harungas and the whole sheet there was false. They make the roshi fakir a tzadikayin. Never on me ponov. All right, those half shatov and zacher. Okay. And then he says, "Gzuno elai vaygoshu, vayem ani yeshiv achichem and bechasam esim mitzvayim." Rashi says, "Hell hem shahu mohu." Els gemalus. So Faganala Yosef gave out a decree. If you remember the Rashi Mikates, lechu el Yosef hashem lechem tasu. Every goy is also gemalus on. So everybody in Mitzrayim is gemalus. What's the hell hem shahu mohu? Zoktav Taz and Sefer Divrei Dovid. Let's understand, what was Yosef's purpose? Everybody's on the Chmalzai. What's the percentage? Zoktav Yosef wanted to prove, I can give out a decree, whatever I want. So Lahavlo, an executive order. Today's president of Tzatzke. Every time he gives out executive orders, he's the boss. Yosef gave out an executive order. Everybody's on the Chmalzai. He never went to inspect, he never sent inspectors to check on Nechtigal Tog. So Yosef said to him, look, the fact of the matter is nobody's Gemalot, or Behel and Shumar, every Gemalot. There's a student of Fosu Zog, Zhao Mol, based on some gifts of Bris, Tosu Shena Pika Bole. Hel and Malpi, Ashur Mol, fine. Okay, right now. Okay. Oh, Iker Shochachti. When Yehuda said to Yosef, the Ochiv Meis, so Rashi says, because, actually it's a lie, how knows Yosef is gone? Yosef, so he said, how you make the shekel with people? Of a Sfarab and Forshim, let's say, that din is no for the Baal Shel, the Choshim and Akarabim, the Edom Lov. That means, at the end of Yevomis, if somebody falls into our Baals, then the Choshim and Akarabim, you can safely go home and tell the wife, she make chasnob, 100% that the Nechoshim beat him to death. Yosef fell into a nebeil Nechoshim HaKrabim. So Yehuda is justified. I'll pick up, is dead. So there's no lying here. Fishuta.
Later on they sold him.
Later on they sold. However, the Fipshute Shel Mikro, the Rashbam says they never sold it. Right? The Rashbam says, I think we spoke about last week, the Fipshute Shel Mikro, they never sold it. Right. So the Fipshute Shel Mikro is Yochum Mace was not alive. Okay. Lama Gay
Vait. The word of the Navi said that he sold it. He just said that the mouth didn't know about it.
Then he comes to a pasuk v'chalkalti yeschoshom. He says, "You'll come up to Goshen, and I'll give you sustenance." Penti vonesh aso v'eschom v'chol asholoch. So there's an santo balatuvim door. Balatuvim says, "What did Yosef say to Yankiv?" He says, "You're better off coming here." Penti vonesh. And the Bezim Sera. Franoch Apostle Penti Vorish. Bosopshat, Yosef said to Yankiv, look, if you'll stay in Eretz Yisrael, you'll be starving, you won't be able to learn. What's takes up? After he gets the Talmud Torah, he gets learning. So he might as well come to Mitzrayim, he'll have plenty of food, be able to sit and learn portion. Plenty of Vorish, but in Eretz Yisrael, you wouldn't have what to eat. It may tell a thing to those are good times, yes. Is there anything my stories? And if a person feels he can't, he doesn't have what to eat in Eretz Yisrael, he has a right to go to Eretz Yisrael. So it's the Chutzlars. The Ramban and Parshim Lech Lecha talk of Tainus Avraham Avinu. The Ramban says, Chosa Avraham, but he wrote also here the Rome in Shreim. So the Ramban, Chosa, he has had no business doing that. The Rebbein of Shalom give him what to eat in Eretz Yisrael, in Eretz Yisrael too. So from let's understand, is there a Machlekes here in the Ramban and a two or not, huh? If I state it. See, the middle of Yankiv the Talmud Torah. See, Avraham Avinu was Chesed. Chesed or Midah can say. Or there is can say, Avraham didn't have a family. But with a family, Tzaki, you have to have the right to go out. Can say, praise him. Or the Balaturim, the Gvaldik, the Chiddush, that he has a right to go out for Nelson Swan, the Chutzlars, if he doesn't have Palos in there. If it's plenty of knowledge, that's the balance.
Also, Avram was told, El Ha'aretz Asher
Arekah. Ah,
so
right.
So the Vuh, right, stay right. There, maybe that's the time.
Right, that's good.
Yankov didn't have that, his highness.
Okay. Don't assure us that they come down to, yeah. Then it says, Akal, so they come to, come back to Yankov. Yeah, Vayagidu Lema, Eid Yasef Chai, that is still alive and Beruchnias, he's still a tzaddik, Chumashal Chas Mitzrayim, Vayofa Gliba Gilehem in Lehem, Vayofa Gliba. So the Ramban, you know, was a doctor. He was also, he's a famous woman specialist, one of my senior David. So the Ramban explains here in medical terms why he was almost fainting. It was such a shock, even though it was a good shock. But Andre the Folsom say by Yofa Glibe, because Yankiv realized he has to leave Eretz Yisrael and go to Mitzrayim. That's another reason why we're so upset. By Yofa Glibe, Glehem and Lehem. So he didn't want to believe it, he has to go to Mitzrayim. Okay, so anyway, so they come to Mitzrayim, and here the Torah goes into length. Ve'elos meis b'nei Yisrael, Yankiv b'bonav, yeah. And the Torah lists all the 70 people, all 70 people, right? Shivim Nefesh, you know, says in the Agoda from Pesach, but Shivim Nefesh, Yod Vasechem Mitzrayimah, that's also Hashem Hashem Yerim Lerev, right? So then all the 70 are listed here. One more. Of course, there's only 69. If you count it up, see, only 69. So Sufando Kama Tzarutzim, Rashi brings who is Mashmim, who's the seven is? Yecheved. Yecheved, the mother of Meshach and Aaron, and Miriam, nailed her Bein HaChemes. She was born as they entered Mitzrayim. Right? You know, there's significance in that. Everything connected women's, she is connected women's Mitzrayim. Right? But the question is, the Gemara Zoktok in Tainis, also, other l'shamish mitzase b'shas ra'avel. In a time of hunger, it's not right to have children, right? Because that's by Yosef. Or Yosef yulad shnei bonim. Yosef had two children, Nasi and Ephraim. The tenth of it's Nasarov. Factasis in the Tainus the Kasha, as Yocheved Nelda Ben Achemes, right? So it was 2 years into the Rov. How come she was born within those 2 years? So Ktesis, even though the Gemara has the lotion also, it's Amidas Chassidus. I mean, the Rishenim, they could estimate. The Gemara says also, it's Amidas Chassidus. So Yosef was Neig the Amidas Chassidus. Levi was not Neig the Amidas Chassidus. So, this is, he didn't accept this Chumut. Levi, the father of Yocheved, he didn't accept the Chumut. He didn't accept the Chumut. So you see, even though Levi, the Chosid, he's the Chosid of the brothers. Remember the Maaseh, he was the one on the way home, he gave the Chamer what to eat. How come the others didn't do it? because it's a chumra in the middle of the road on the way home. But the Levi is machmir, goes out to give the animal what to eat. So you see, if Levi was not machmir, so what's umr for the mamarivke? What's the sign of the mamarivke? But they must say the gamut ba'alecho ashke. If it was good enough for Levi, chosid shebirachim, certainly good enough for Rivki. Rivki was all 3 years old, so they wanted to be frimer for Levi, for Slater Levi. So the Kashi members can Kashi, this can go to Kashi. So even though stated the Gemara, they're lost in Osu, but Tesis says, even though it's Osu, but it's only a Midas Chassidus. And you have the same thing, I'll give you another example. The Gemara is, also, Lordam, and a person only eats until she gives behemoths what to eat, right? Also, Lordam. So, where does the Rambam bring it? The Rambam brings Hilchos Avod in Perek Tes. The Rambam says, Amidas Chasidus, that a person, when you're reading and you see somebody else, it's Amidas Chasidus, the polite to give him what to eat to, the waiter or whatever. So it's a Midas Chasidus. So the whole thing, even though most say it's also, but the Rishonim and Mekent upshots, and even though it says also, so a Midas Chasidus. I mean, we ourselves, we can't do such kunst. We can't estimate the state tossels are emissaries. So the Rishonim and Mekent upshots, and even though it's also, so a Midas Chasidus. Oh, there's another terrors. So a Machlekes, when is a person Mekai in Pir Virivio? Also, the other, Chasuchi bonim, also Chasuchi bonim allowed to. So Shaila was me Chasuchi bonim, and he has no children at all, or it was not Mekayim Pirverivio. Yosef had 2 sons. So according to Beis Hillel, even Beis Shammai, Mekayim Pirverivio, right? Levi didn't have a daughter yet. El Gehalten Beinu Bas. Says Beinu Bas. Beis Hillel says Beinu Bas. Beis Shammai says the minimum is his 2 sons, over Vesilos and Beinu Bas. Is a Shaila Beinu Bas a Filo Bas? Certainly 2 sons? Or a name? Can Zain a Beinu Bas Dafke? So Levi can Zain a Gehalten. If you don't have a daughter, not Makai and Pivarivia. Those are not a Teres. But the answer is, they call it the Teses the Gansi Kashi. Teses says, I'm in the Hasidus. The Father. There's an interesting Rashi later on. You know, the Torah goes back in time. After they settle in Geshen and everything. So the Torah says, V'lechem ein b'chol ha'aretz, yichov v'lechov me'ed. So Rashi says, we'll go back to the previous Chazal in the region. Going back to Yeshechta, when it started, go back 2 years. This is 2 years into the Rav, because when Yankiv came, the Rav stopped. The Chus from Yankiv stopped. But this is these 2 years what happened. These 2 years, Yosef went ahead, and first he bought up all the cattle, right? They came to him, they have no money. So what should he do? So Yosef said to him, no, give me the knechem. I'll buy from the cattle. So Yosef bought all the cattle, all the animals, basusim, right? Mekneatseim, mekneabokov, achmerim. But it doesn't say that he bought chazerim. Chazerim status. I says Yosef, he didn't want us to do the chazerim. So what happened? They probably ate up all the chazerim. There were no chazerim left, right? It's Mirapella, the Gemara says, Reb Tafan once happened that they brought him a shayla, a behemoth, that nitzol ha'em shelo, the rechem, you know, where behemoth gives birth, like a woman. The rechem was missing, so no rechem, so Reb Tafan said the behemoth's treif, v'chila Reb Tafan l'klovim, and it turned out that they said it's fakert. Ein poro vachaziro yetze milksandre shal Mitzrayim mkein chayt chemayim shalom. If anybody wanted to go to Mitzrayim, he wanted to buy a cow, or you want to buy a chazira, so they used to cut out the aim, that it shouldn't be able to have children in some other country. They didn't want to export. They were careful not to export a behemoth or a chazah that can give birth. So they used to cut out the aim. Shleitah b'feir fakir, they're the best chazirim in the Mitzrayim. The chazirim all disappeared. By the time of Reb Tafenshin, other people came in and settled in Mitzrayim. Does the Chagris shine in the poskim? State the Chazay, the apostle, Yove Amenim Yom Vikal Hashem, and there's a apostle also at Amen Mitzri Nadami. A Mitzri, you have to wait 3 generations Nadami. So the Rambam says, Bizman Hazen is no problem. Bos Ancherev of Bilbo's Kolo Elam, Sancherev, you know, who used to transport after he conquered the country, he would take the people and send them off there, and those people come here. They were the sales of Shvatim, that's what he did. He drove them all into somewhere in Asia, Chesu, and he brought back the Kusim. He did that with the whole world. Bilbo's Kol Elam, Sancherev Dulam. Oh, so B'melech, because of the Rambam, today, anybody, any girl, the Rambam says, give me Armeni, Meyovi, Mitzri, Vademi, Vafilu Kushi, Fila Shvatsa, what's the Rambam? Today, you can marry him immediately. Look at the Rambam. Tesis in the Rosh, I'm a chulik. They say, Mitzrayim, Chosru, and Kemum. So it all brings 2 days, not Machriya. That today, if somebody should come, a Mitzri, an Egyptian, he wants to come again. So according to the Rambam, he can immediately marry a Jewish girl. But according to Tesis and the Shulchan Aruch, in the Machria, has to wait 3 generations. The Far Kleruch, there's also another exception. The Moshe says, why does the Torah enumerate at the end of by Yishlach, Ve'elam lochem shmochu merosedek? What does it get? We have to know who's the Gemara. Zokta Moshe, even though the Gemara says that Mitzri and Adami are all mixed up, but the royal family, we kept track. So, B'melech Klerich, the Gemara says, Niron Kesar, Nero, became a Gel Tzedek. V'nofik minei Remeir. Remeir was a descendant of Nero. It doesn't say he was a son of Nero. Ken Zayin was already the 3rd generation, because he married the daughter of Chanina ben Zradion. How could he marry a Bas Yisrael? Remeir? In the Chassimin, there's a Shlishi already. See, that was on. According to Tesis. But Tesis held that Mitzrayim is a Shaila Adayim Azeh. If we come today in Egyptian, Nachmazad, the Rabbanim and Elsie as well, I mean, they really work. Here, Rav takes it a little easier, after, I don't know, with the exception for that. Like, but Elsie as well, the Rabbanim, they earn their keep. You have to worry about Tumers or Meisters and the Ethiopians and the Gerim. It's a ganzer Geschäft. Oh, now getting back to this, Ken Zayin, that according to Tesis, as Mitzrayim is not the same nation that they were. It's an other nation. So he brought with him Chazerim, Ken Zayin. And in Tzikum and Chazerim and Mitzrayim, as Reb Tafen said, that when the Gemara said, Ken Porva Chazero, Yetzel Mitzrayim, Yetzel Mitzrayim, Chetel Mitzrayim. Oh, there's another, that's what the English. There's a sheet of Rashi. Rashi helps me in the Rama. That Mitzrayim, there's no problem. Rashi says, because when the Mitzrayim downed in the Yamsuf, that's the end of Mitzrayim. Finished. I vosok the Tere, a Mitzri has to wait until Felicia. So the Rama, because the Erev Rav, the ones that went out with the Jews, the Mitzrayim, they have to wait 3 days. But today already is no difference. It's in line from the Erev Rav. Is that the Gula going fracked? What do you mean? What happened? Only the Mitzrayim drowned in the Yam Suf. What about the Mitzrayim back in Mitzrayim? Or Zokta Goyen from a medrash that a wave like a tsunami must be went from the Yam Suf. It went back over Mitzrayim. Everybody drowned. No Mitzrayim left. Finished. All left. And Rashi after the Rambam. When the clear the five state. We say Hamavu Bona Megizra Yam Suf Esrit Fehem Viasonehem the same as Tima. What's Ritfehem's name? Ritfehem, the ones in the Yam Suf. Yisraelim can sign the people that are back in Mitzrayim. Ratzfayim Yisraelim, both of them drowned. Ze et nochorash is very good. Ratzfayim Yisraelim, the same as Timur. Okay. Alright, so much for the Chazerim in Mitzrayim. But you see that Yosef, this is way before the Gzerim and Chazerim. Because the Gzerim of Chazerim, the days of Chashmonoim, I mean, it's, I don't know, it's almost 2,000 years later, before 1,500, a Weltman's time. But Yosef, the Gewalt in Chazerim, yes?
I just need a question on what the Rebbe is saying. That Rameya was Dar Shlishi, right? The Rebbe is suggesting that Rabbi Meir was already Dar Shlishi.
State Nofik Meir.
Yeah, but Rabbi Meir was, in 53 years later, in Beitar, Rabbi Meir's name is mentioned that he was ready for the Gdeli Hadar.
Rabbi Meir was a Talmud of Bekiva.
Yeah.
Bekiva
was in Bezman Churban.
No, no.
The
24th. No, wait a while. Bekiva was in Beitar. So Rabbi Meir was after Beitar.
Rabbi Meir was 120 in Beitar. Oh, he was there, he was
okay.
120. But Rabbi Meir was already there, which was 52 years after the case.
What, you have the birthday of Rabbi Meir, how do you know?
No, but 52 years is not enough time for the Shlishi.
Why not?
52 years
in... From Washington.
From
Nirin
Case to Rabbi Meir.
All right, if you have a better tell, it's fine.
No, I want to ask another question.
Yes.
That's an Edom of Rav Shneir. Rav
Shneir
called
us
Edom.
You must say, okay. Have a hand. The Gemara says... Oh, I love
no,
Rambam.
Yeah.
Weiter,
no. No, the Gemara is relevant. Yeah. So the other question was that just on the with the Grav Hashem the Medrash, the Gemara says that Haim Boim Benoifim B'Seicha was the only way to avoid the Shvua not to bring a Mabel Olam. But the Gemara says
no, it's another Medrash.
Yeah, you can always not be coming.
The first Mizrahi in Chumash says you can never reconcile all the Medrash. Rashi says, as was, that actually Eretz Yisrael belonged to the Canaanim, and we took it away from him. And Rashi in Lech Lecha says, Fakert, it belonged to the B'nai Shem. So the Mizrahi says, a Klal says, you can never reconcile all the Midrash.
Yeah,
Rashi, so it means you ask of one Midrash on another.
Yeah, but the Nusra of Rifayim, Sanayim, has to stem with the Gemara.
It's two different Midrash, I'm telling you. Which they have to stem. You have a better sentence, I'm opening. Crazy. There's a Mizrahi, the first Mizrahi in Chumash.
This is also Gebayit on the Hanukkah that they ate up all the Chazerah. Maybe they didn't.
Kasha
for nice. We don't know that.
The state of they came back, they have nothing. They have no money, they have this. Mm-hmm. So Jesus said, that's Chazerah, my God. He could have told him, go eat. Yeah. No, Mistaber is nothing left.
In the Lashon Rambam is Rabbi Meir ben Hager.
Who is the Rambam?
Rabbi Meir the Akdom. He says Rabbi Meir ben Hager. But that can be just the Rambam in the Shita, say.
Ken Zayin of Fossil Zeh Hager. He was a Ger ben Ger, no?
Either that or the Rambam in the Shita, say.
Oh, that's a Gerach, the Rambam is. The Rambam in the Shita, say, no Kashi, right? You're right. Okay, yes, I'm a cooked on the Aftera. The Aftera, where's the Aftera? It must be, oh, here it is. And Aftera, the interesting Aftera from Yecheskel, Yecheskel speaks about the age-old fight you saw was between Yosef and Yehuda. Yosef and Yehuda. Yosef is the son of Rochel, and Yehuda is the son of Leah. Right? The Rochel and Leah has two keches and so on. That's a big shmuzah. But anyway, Yecheskel HaNovi, he has a vision there'll be peace between Eitz Yehuda and Eitz Ephraim. No more machlekes. The ganzer Yecheskel, you boy, the whole affair, the beauty lost his love, Yehuda and Yosef come to terms. Right. Yeah. State apost, state azay. And the Avdi Dovid Melech Aleim, Sheikh will come after David Melech Aleim. The Roya Echod Yele, could have been one Roya, one shepherd, who Mishpota Yelechu, who Kesa Yishmeru, Yasuaisum. Yasuaisum. So, what is David, what is the Roya? Thank you, Chavin. Zan, Zan, Pshat, according to the Ravid. The Rambam says, Nichols Melochim, that the Kohuna belongs to Aaron HaKohen, and Malchus goes to Yehuda. I mean, last week we talked about, you know, the Hashvinoim Nabas, they took away the Malchus from Yehuda, and the Ramban says in Vayechi that they were punished, the whole Mishpacha disappeared. They had no business taking Yehuda. And the only one who has a pshat, I know, is Rabbi Yehuda and Apshus. Rabbi Yehuda and Tainus, that the first Kay and Aaron married Elisheva Bas Aminodov from the royal family of Yehuda. Kum to choise all Kayanim are descendants from Yehuda. But the Toys, you know, my Toys are not from Schorim, not from the Kavis. Alright. Oh, but the Rambam says that once Yehuda has a Malchus Leilam Void, him and the children, the grandchildren, Atleif Gonadils. Then the Rambam says, if that's so, how come Yerovam, Mela Shoal, no Kasha, Shoal before Ben David was crowned. Shoal Dol, Shu States of Hashoal, or Shoal, it was borrowed, it was only temporary. Oh, but what's it mit Achia Shileni crowned Yerovam in a vote? Achia Shileni Anovi. Zokta Rama Mastate Achle Kohayomim. The Chaschila was a temporary crowning for Yerovam. The Raivin didn't mask him. The Raivin says, no, if Yerovam would have given Terech HaYosho, it would have been Leil Voed, but it would have been like a Keser or Plak Keser. Keser or Plak Keser. Keser or Plak Keser. In other words, the Melochim would all come from David, and all the vice kings, like in America, you have a president and vice president. The vice would be also from Yerovam. So that's the combination for Yosef and Yehuda. Yosef and Yehuda. Das was jetzt was gewesen ist jetzt nur ein kann sein ich meine der Drosch ich weiß doch alle die Gemorre als der Rabbi Shalom gave you love me a vote and offer he says Chazel Baruch when he was so ben Yishai and Sayel be Gan Eden so the Rabbi said one question me Bereish said Ben David Bereish said no you don't want it but what's the pshat because Yerovam's Taino was this. David HaMelech is on the symbol, he's the example for Baal HaTshuva, Yimoram Vein HaZohar, to show you that even the worst person, whatever he does, he's not Tshuva. Not Tshuva. David HaMelech. Lohay Yeroi Leis, Amaisi Lehen Tshuva. Yerovam and Avot Vein HaBaal HaTshuva, and the Remesim Yerovam, Chotzo Vehechzi Yosor Rabim. Shtetach and Perich, and I'm speaking about Lash of Tshuva. The Torah says, Yerovam, and he was his own Tshuva, his Kayach was so big, he was massive with Tshuva, and all of them were showing that he was responsible, they were on Tshuva. Kum Tzachoy said, his Kayach for Tshuva, Gresov and David. Dostak is Tainus, Mi Bereish, he should be at the top. So the answer came back from Fafal. David HaMelech is giving the Malchus Lelem Voed. But I'll call upon him, Shteitzach and Raivin, that you can have David HaMelech is the Avdi David Melech Aleihem, that says the descendants from David, V'reya Echod Yilekulam from Mishpochim from Ephraim from Yosef. Now also Love, there'll be a leader, the second leader would be from Doskin Zayin Locharayim and Zayin with the Pasuk. Avdi David Melech Aleihem, V'reya Echod Yilekulam, V'reya Echod from Shevet Ephraim from Yosef. Incidentally, you know, Esther Chalad is coming Sunday, the Sorah B'Tavis. I don't know if how many of you heard what Chabal Gered saying, hey, Tavis. Huh? Hey, Tavis. And Yimor Dodor Machlekes, Yimor Rosh Hashanah says, a statement, they ask Chaya Novi, what's going to be Tzema Reviv, Tzema Chmishi, Tzema Hashvi, Tzema Asiri. So Yimor says, Tzema Reviv is Shivos HaBetamos. And same Chemishi is Tisha B'Av, the fifth month, and same Ashvi is same Gedalia, and same Asiri, the tenth month is Tavis, right? That's the Sobatev. Does Rabbi Kiva. So Rabbi Shimon says no, because it's not in order. It's not in sequence. First you start off with same Ashvi, so they broke into Yerushalayim. Then you go to the same Chmishi Tishba by the base of Mikdash. Then you go to the same Dalia afterwards. Then you jump back to Asorah B'Tavis. That's based on Machmelah Bavel Yerushalayim. So you jump back, you know, all the way back there. So what's it, 3.5 years before? So Stimplachlis. Terasizok the Rabbi Kiva goes to say the Achadoshim. Not the sequence of the time. Zokter Pshimenein. Pshimen says, same Hasiri is Heitavis. What's the Heitavis? To be by Shmuel Agela Shehukshahayim. By Shmuel Agela Shehukshahayim. See, they had, of course, no cell phones, no telephones, no telegrams. So from the time the Chum Beis Hamikdash till they found out in Bavel, they had been found out in Bavel, it was Heitavis. Months later. Frege, how many people were there in Bavel? So that means that Yechonio, the goal is Yechonio. See, 11 years before the Chum Beis Hamikdash, so then the goal is Yechonio. Come in Nuchanetzach, and he drove out Yechonio, the Amelach, and all the later Knesset HaGdela, all of them. Moshe stayed to Chech, Moshe went along with that too. So Gola, he went along. But Sven, it's a small misbah. Most of the Jews were in Eretz Yisrael. So just because they found out the Chuban Eir, you must have a general Tainus Sibur for that. What's Pshat Reb Shimon? Huh? The Miltach Sol Pshat is a Helsach Ein Gut. Farana Marshor at the end of Baruchas. The Gemara says, the Gemara's Kamar became us, that Rabbi Kiva was once Elgin Sir Chutzlores, there were Meir Chutzlores, they were Ma'abed Lashon and Mekadosh Vadoshim and Chutzlores. Why? Because since the Godel Ador is Chutzlores, even the Godel Chutzlores, so you can have a Kiddush HaChedesh in Chutz Lorenz, and in that case, you could have Fakert. You have one day in Chutz Lorenz, in Bovel, or in Galiad, in France, whatever, and Yerushalayim will have 2 days. Why? Because you have to send Shluchim back to Yerushalayim. That's Shluchim right. As they go, oh, Zokta Mashor, that's only Bizman Azeb and Golis. In Golis, then it goes by the Godel Ador. Wherever he is, he's Mekadosh HaChedesh. Bizman Abayis, everything goes from Yehuda. While the Gemara says there's two psuk, in front of it, Kimitzian Teisetera, and there's another posik, what's the other posik? Dafki in Eretz Yisrael. Oh, by Yehuda said, L'shich l'istidushu v'sashom. Zok to Masho, Bizman Abayis, L'shich l'istidushu, Dafki in Yehuda. Oh, but Bizman Azeh, the Chubin is, oh, the Fakler HaPshat in Arama. The Rambam says that Mila Shalei Bizmano Idochnit Echel Shabbos or Yom Tif, Gemara Shabbos. So the Rambam, that's only Yom Tif Rishon. Yom Tif Sheni, you can make a bris of Mila Shalei Bizmano in Yom Tif Sheni. Shogolius. Why? Because Yom Tif Sheni is the Rabbanon. And a bris is the Raisa. And the Raisa is always stronger than the Rabbanon. Except Rosh Hashanah. Why Rosh Hashanah is different than Akasha? Aber zeh der Rama. A raya von der Mishne. The Mishne says in Shabbos, a tinuk can have a baby a bris 8 days or 9 days or 10 days, 11, 12 days. How is it? Usually it's 8 days. If Ben HaShmosh is 9 days, Ben HaShmosh is an Erev Shabbos, you have to wait till Sunday, is 10 days. What if Sunday is Yom Tov, put it till Monday is 11? What if Sunday, Monday, Rosh Hashanah, you have to wait till Tuesday? That's the 12th. So, the Rambam, what's the mistake? Chalsa Yom Tevim, so Rosh Hashanah, Chalsa Yom Tevim. Teretz is the only Rosh Hashanah. But not, as the Rambam. Frek the Rosh Natshuva, Afashtetan. There's no such thing as Yom Tev Sheni in Eretz Yisrael. The Mishnah of the Grand Lord in Eretz Yisrael. Right? No such thing. So if Lefi Zeh Kendall Gimolzayim a Yom Tov Sheni in Yerushalayim, I feel this man, I feel the Mishnah. Oh, that's only the Bechelel Eretz Yisrael. Only Bizman Abayis. Bizman Azeh. Only Bizman Azeh. Bizman Abayis, no such thing. Oh, but the Mishnah that she noch chum. The Mishnah noch chum. However, as long as the Anshe Knesset Hagdela was a Gdela Ador. So even though there were lesser Chachomim in Eretz Yisrael, but everything went from Eretz Yisrael as long as the Mikdash was standing. Even though that's smaller Chachomim, Understand? But the minute there's a Chumah Beis HaMikdash, and they found out in Bavel, Yegolos Yechonya, Sechov HaBayis, and against Antichrist, I tell them, the Chachomim all in Bavel. Now everything shifts to Bavel. Understand? Now the Kiddush HaChedesh and the Yibosh Shona, also in Bavel. So, do heeps on the Chumah, does the Shita for Reb Shimon. The father of Reb Shimon, instead of fasting as Sora B'Tavis, Taka the Tzona should have been Hei Tavis. But of course, you may still call the Halacha is the Rabbi Kiva, we do fast, not Hei Tavis, but as Sora. Now, the Reb Shimon will help him, Taka Mashiach will come in before that, same for Sport Fasten. No, okay, so I can do it. A good job.
For those of you who do catch up online with this class, and if you access it through Torah Media Atlanta, you should be aware that Yisrael Killian, who runs Torah Media Atlanta, reached out because donations to that site are down. For those of you who do take advantage of it, I would suggest making a donation online when you do use it so that he can continue that site.